Welcome to another Beer and Loathing podcast. My name is Gazzini. I'm joined by Sam Sly and Mad Dog 2020 out in Denver. I'm in Grand Rapids, of course, and we're joined by a couple more people tonight, Ryan and Alex from the Denver Nut Company. Say hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Now, why don't you guys introduce yourself a little bit? Ryan, since you got a beer in your mouth, why don't you talk?
Thanks. I'm Ryan. I'm the owner and founder of Denver Nut Company, and we did a collaboration beer with Chain Reaction, and I think that's why we're here.
That's pretty cool. And Alex?
Yeah, I do marketing for several companies. I'm independent, but I've been helping out Denver Beer Company for a while, and we thought this collaboration would be a great idea. So putting two companies together now with Beer and Loathing and a couple of other people that we're going to do some donations for another company we'll talk about later. So we've got a lot of companies, so we can get a lot of cross promotionals out of this. So it's been a fun time for me so far.
Heck yeah.
A lot of irons in the fire there or whatever.
Yeah.
So we're actually on site at Chain Reaction Brewing Company in Denver. They're kind of on the south side of town. We're in a giant-ass warehouse. It's actually pretty sweet. Really nice brew. We've had a couple of their beers, and like Alex and Ryan mentioned, they did a collaboration beer with Chain Reaction. Train Wreck Reaction.
That'll be us later.
Yeah. How many of their beers have you sampled this evening, Sam?
Two, I think. Maybe more. I don't know. I blacked out for a little bit in there.
As strong as possible.
Blackout IPAs?
Yeah, blackout IPAs, yeah. So you guys helped brew this collab beer. What kind of beer is it? And like, how did this even come to happen?
Well, we were sitting there, I was talking with Zach and Chad, the owners of Chain Reaction, and we were talking about doing a collaboration. They brought the idea up to me. No one has ever done one with a nut company. Well, because we're the only nut company, basically, that works with bars and brew pubs anyway. But they...
the lone horse.
Yeah. But, people have done it with breweries, and that's a trendy thing to do. So we thought that... we came up with a couple different different recipes and different things that we thought that would work with the different types of nuts. And the first one we're going to try is the Butter Toffee Peanut Porter.
Butter Toffee Peanut Porter. After
Sweet
a few of those,
Christ.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
It is delicious, actually.
Yeah, actually, as it just so happens, we just had a little sampler of it right out of the fermenter.
Right on.
Not more than 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yep, that's why we were making you wait a little bit longer.
Well, speaking of which, guys, what is everybody drinking right now?
I'm drinking the Double ESB.
I just got back from Germany and I was missing it a little bit, so I'm drinking their Dunkel.
Oh, nice.
I'm staying in theme and I stuck with their porter because I've had it a few times and I know it's delicious.
Stay with what you like.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Those Double ESBs are pretty good. And I had their Black IPA before that, and that was roasty as almighty fuck. And, not a bad thing.
I don't think I've ever had a Double ESB. I've never been a fan of ESBs in general, but I mean, what's the difference between like a normal ESB and a double?
By actual like BJCP guidelines, I don't know, but this one's a lot sweeter than a normal ESB.
Is it good?
I think what I'm drinking is actually what he's talking about.
Like a regular ESB?
No, I'm having an English Mild.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that's like before ESB.
Yeah. It's their version of like a pale ale.
It's an SB.
An SP, yeah.
It's just a special bitter.
Yeah. Special bitter, it's not extra.
Fuck extras, anyway.
Shit. Yeah,
well, thanks for asking, guys. I'm drinking a two-hearted, you sons of bitches.
Oh, I'm jealous. Now I'm originally from the Ohio area, and I miss my two-hearted ales.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I'm just an inconsiderate prick. I was waiting for you just to say it anyway.
I just don't really care.
So. You're 1,200 miles away. We're over here having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Why the fuck am I here, guys? Why am I here?
Yeah, I got to just try beer that I made.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. What have you done with your life?
What are you drinking, shit. Budweiser?
No, we prefer to fussle.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, what's your... You don't have any... Thin the herd beers, Pete. You're just drinking straight up craft tonight.
The only thing that I have in my fridge is Two Hearted Centennial IPA from Founders and Crooked Tree IPA by Dark Horse, which is by no means like a bad selection to have, but holy fucking shit. Like, I've had probably six beers and I'm already kind of tanked.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Jesus Christ.
Your tongue's probably torched too from all the fucking hops and bitterness from all
I can't
beers.
Taste anything anymore. It's ridiculous. I did a shot of fucking Frank's Red Hot and it was delicious.
just to feel something, man.
It tasted like water at that point. It was just like a palate cleanser.
delicious, delicious water. Well, I thought it'd be fun for Ryan and Alex to talk about their experience brewing this beer that that we're going to be talking about over and over again tonight, because they aren't they've never really brewed before. And actually, I saw the equipment that that Chain Reaction uses, and it's pretty cool equipment, and it's not too dissimilar from some homebrew stuff I've seen before. But I don't know if you guys want to just describe like what you thought of the process and like what you're like what'd you expect going in and what it ended up being and how it was at the end, I guess.
I guess
Alex is already chuckling.
We expected to drop nuts off, not watch water boil all day.
a lot of watching water boil. But no, it was neat. Then you'd have to do something like at a very precise time.
Yeah.
And then you'd watch water boil a little bit longer. And then you do something else at a precise time.
Yeah.
Did it make you do any cleaning? Because I hear there's a, like 90% of what brewing is like cleaning up shit.
Well, I don't think that Brian trusted us to clean up.
No, he's like,
we wanted to make sure that people could drink this beer. The alcohol only kills so many germs.
Yeah.
So. We did start with, picking out the grains individually. Zach had it in his mind, one of the owners. He had it in his mind what recipe he wanted. And he came in that morning, and he literally told the brewer, Brian, to get your computer out and write this down. And he just off the top of his head had this recipe pretty much ready to go. So he's put a lot of thought into it. And so we weighed out all the different grains and then milled them down for him. So we got to watch the whole milling process. They got a really sweet miller. From that point, we got to get that water boiling. And
oddly awesome to stare at.
Yeah.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. We took some video. We'll show you later.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Now, one of my favorite things is... like when I'm grinding up my grains for homebrew and stuff, there'll be days where I've just ground a shitload of it and the dust would get on me. And later on, I'd get in the shower and it smelled like wort. I'm like, yeah. I am bathing in beer almost.
I'm bathing in almost beer.
Almost beer.
I have become beer.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just tell me you don't plug up the drain. And
No, it's not that thick.
He just bathes in it. He plugs up the drain himself and then just bathes in the...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
People bathe in beer. It's supposed to be good for your skin. It's supposed to be like an exfoliant or some shit. I'm making like 2/3 of that up.
I thought it just made us look better.
Right?
When I got drunk,
I'm pretty sure that's piss that they bathe in that's supposed to do that.
Whatever, dude.
Thank God, because I've been doing that for years. So, all right, good on me.
Yeah. Pete bathed in his own piss at the Stanley Motel one time. I almost bathed in Pete's piss because of that.
Pete was a phone that way.
Well, we're still, the jury's still on exactly what happened, but there was pee all over the bed, and Pete's phone didn't work, and it smelled like piss, so we were...
I have vague memories of pissing and trying to text and the phone falling whilst pissing, and I guess my phone bathed in piss, so my phone didn't work the next morning and smelled like piss, so I don't know, it doesn't really take a detective to figure out what the fuck happened there.
I still think
someone broke into your room and pissed on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. That is exactly what I was thinking.
That's what I say. Who broke in and pissed my pants?
Every time, though, at Beauty Bar the next day.
Oh, no. This was last January or two Januarys ago.
This is when we went to Beauty Bar after
all. Oh, no. This was when me and him went to Murder by Death up at the Stanley Motel.
Yeah, that was last January.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
Yep.
I feel like Pete comes here every weekend.
He did for a while.
Fuck, I wish. That was September, man. I was there like twice in September or October, one of those months.
You probably slept more in my futon than you did your own bed in
September. Yeah, exactly. It was glorious. So much sexy pizza.
And that pizza is extra sexy.
Sexy pizza.
Oh, man.
I want some pizza now.
Okay. Hey, who doesn't pizza? That's always a thing. So you're going to make a pizza-flavored beer next?
No, we do. I know what we're going to make next, though. We have a couple ideas.
Oh, yeah? Can you share for the audience?
It's going to be a collaboration with nuts.
Again.
D's nuts?
D.
No, it's...
No, Ryan's nuts. He's going to actually dunk his balls.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's going to create a new kind of dunkle.
See what you did there.
It's called the teabag dunkle vice.
That might actually be a good idea.
It would be called a triple.
Well, yeah, it's because you got three balls.
Dude, you have to do that now.
I know.
Well, what Ryan can do is when people get the beer, when we, the release, he can ask people if they want to turn it into a dunker.
Yeah.
he'll, he'll take it with him into a discreet area. And,
man,
he will rim your glass.
We should.
why would he take it to a discreet area?
Yeah, why wouldn't he just present himself to everybody?
I don't know.
Just do a little helicopter with the nutsack and then splash it in at the end. You know, just tap it in there.
I could never do the helicopter. It just goes side to side, really. It's like hula hoop, and I never
a pendulum.
Yeah, I just never really got it.
Takes a special type of sag.
Yeah, I don't think it's long enough.
In all seriousness, we should get some truck nuts and offer people to turn their beer into a dunkel at the event. drop some truck nuts in there.
Yeah, and PetAid will be saying, "Oh, thank you so much for choosing us as your charity."
Like, real classy dudes. Oh yeah. So this event that's going on, when's that happening?
February 26th.
26th, all right.
6:30 p.m. sharp.
All right, so
You should come earlier because the beer is going to be gone pretty fast.
Really fast.
I mean, if I come earlier, I'm just going to be sleeping by the end anyway, so.
Well, that's what we hope.
Badooch.
They're going to have a pizza food truck here that night.
All right, yeah. Fucking pizza. Bring it back around.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, since we have 6 listeners overall, and I think maybe a quarter of them might be in Denver. So all you Denver people, here.
Some of them are my parents.
Yes.
I'm sure they're proud.
Sorry.
The joke's over. But you guys mentioned and hinted that there's a charity bit to this.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Yeah, one of the things we do is we also, Alex and I founded Denko Media, and one of the things we want to do with that is collaborative marketing. So we bring a lot of people together. We work with mostly local businesses, not macro.
Not macro so much.
But a lot of brew pubs and whatnot. And for this event, you know, we started out with just Denver Nut Company and Chain Reaction getting together. And then, you know, you guys came on board, and so we have Beer and Loathing. And then we're also going to have Steven from Mind the Mic Trivia is going to work with you guys. And
Esteban.
And we're donating to PetAid, which helps do veterinary services to people that can't afford it, so that the pets don't suffer.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So $1 per pint's going to go to that. So another good reason to come out besides just drinking good beer and
Lots of
brewing beer, you beautiful bastards.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's pretty cool that you guys are already like talking about another one, and I know you. You work with a lot of the other breweries around town. Have you talked to any of them about trying to collab brew? Or so far, has Chain Reaction been the only one that's like, all right, we'll let you fucking yahoos back here?
Yeah, no, I'm doing a big one with Great Divide coming out. We're going to do a 6 million beer. No, I'm just kidding.
I was skeptical. I was waiting for him to break character.
It's a cashew yeti.
Cashew yeti.
I had to fucking pick my jaw up off the floor when you said that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Go big or go home, man.
For 10 barrels of 6 million.
Yeah.
No, I've kicked it around with a couple of the other breweries that, you know, that are the smaller ones that you know, do the smaller batches of beer. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. It might be a thing that, you know, it'd be kind of cool if it did, you know, became a deal. So,
yeah.
I mean, so far the beer we tasted today was, you know, pretty fucking awesome. So
I thought it was really good. And, so, I mean, I think a little bit more conditioning and it'll really kick some ass, too.
And the carbonation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be
all that good stuff.
But, yeah, so, no, I've talked to a couple people about it. I think we're just kind of waiting to see how this is going to go. And,
yeah. So. Well, I will gladly drink more of your beer if you brew more of it. That's a fact.
Yeah. So speaking to how you guys got together and started the Denver Nut Company, how did that happen?
I actually started the Denver Nut Company, and it was actually because I was sitting at a brewery, and I just wanted something to eat, and there was nothing to snack on. And I was like, man, I was at our mutual friend, and I said, you know, man, I would love to have another one of their stouts, but I just can't. I need to have some food in my belly, and there was nothing to eat. And I was like, man, someone should have a nut company. So I started a nut company.
Why not you? Someone should start. Who's nuts enough to start a nut company? Ryan is.
If you want something, go and get it. Now when I go to our mutual friend or Chain Reaction or any of the other nice breweries that have us, I can sit there and have my nuts.
Yeah, you can have your nuts and eat them too.
Watch other people put my
nuts
in their mouth.
And now your car.
Absolutely.
Too, which has got to be a nice perk.
Yeah, it does.
You don't have to worry about air fresheners. You just, you know, peanuts, boom.
If you see somebody eating the nuts, you can be like, hey, you know what? Those are my nuts you're putting in your mouth.
I didn't say that.
Perfect.
So Ryan has not been making this joke for the last 2 years.
I hope I was the first one. I was hoping I was the first one.
Yeah. Every place has their own jokes about it. It's pretty funny.
Nice.
I feel like you started the company just to make nut jokes.
Yeah.
It's because you're just trapped in 12-year-old mindset.
And that's so, just I mean, the sweet, sweet reward of the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it was all for a big plan that all came to fruition with this collaboration brew.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put my nuts in
you
beer.
You want to put your nuts in beer?
And so I got to put my nuts in beer.
That's every young man's dream. Yeah.
Full circle.
I had to figure out a way to do it, you know.
Yeah. You did it. Yeah. I applaud you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm clapping right now, but I'm also holding onto a beer, so it doesn't really work so well.
I can hear the soft thud.
The soft thud. That's something else, Pete.
The knee slap.
That's
okay.
That's just a soft fap.
Soft thud. That's an EP title, I think.
Right? I think that is, yeah. An EP title for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited about the event, and we're still kind of working out some ideas. We actually were tossing around one idea of putting up just a picture of Pete there, like it's a memorial, like he's dead.
Like getting a picture of me, like some kind of strange picture, and then framing it, printing it off and framing it, and then carrying it around with you, like way too big, and then propping it up at the bar and like talking shit to it and splashing beer on it. Like, yeah, don't you wish you were here, you son of a bitch, and like throwing fucking beer on it.
Yeah. What I was thinking of doing is actually getting a bunch of balloons and having his face printed on it, and then and then just passing those out or having them already blown up, and then people will think that there's an ulterior motive.
You could put his death date though, like in the future.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, like, just a couple
when,
days after,
when do you
like,
think you're gonna die? Like, you had a guess.
Let's put the date like 3/17/2015. We'll just put that on there so it'll kind of like freak people out, you know, like they're anticipating it.
Give yourself a fucking like 2.5-3 week moratorium. That's good.
It's gonna if we did that, I would spend like 2 weeks alone in my bedroom in the dark drinking orange juice just waiting for that day to pass. So that's probably not a good idea when they do that.
Superstitious enough to just be like, okay. And that was fun.
And then you took orange juice and
died. Yeah,
exactly.
Vitamin C poisoning. Oh shit!
Yeah, we could also leave like the little juice things, like they do with Buddha. But we could just, instead of the red juice, like they leave for Buddha, and all we could leave like a little beer for him.
Yeah, at like
maybe
the shrine,
a couple of pretzels,
the peach shrine.
A couple of pretzels, some peanuts.
Alex will clean them up.
Yeah, I got that.
Table beers, they're good.
The Peter Shrine at the Nut Collaboration.
The Peter Shrine at the Nut Collaboration.
Dudes, we have something brewing here. I really like what we're doing here.
Wow. This is funny,
and it's all on record too. This is great. Oh, well, since we are awesome at segues, I'm just going to launch right into the next bit.
So, Sam, what do you have for us next?
Well, Pete, funny you should ask. Are you still there? Actually, my laptop just went into sleeper mode.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Have you ever ridden a Segway? Pretty fun.
I have never ridden a Segway.
No, I have self-respect.
Nobody does it worse than the owner.
I just take tours around Denver sometimes on a Segway. Another tourist.
Alone.
Is this like your Great Divide beer?
Yeah.
No, we were talking about this the other day, or a couple weeks ago, I guess I should say. We were talking about how like Pabst has kind of jumped the shark. It's like the super uber hipster beer or whatever. Alex, this is kind of like your thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
What was kind of your thoughts in there?
Well... What do you mean? I mean, like.
You brought up that Pabst has jumped the shark.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you know, there might be another beer out there that's next up.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about that. I mean, the new. I don't know if you.
Well,
you
there
know.
Were articles on that where it was saying, like, that
the next hipster beer.
The hipsters won't drink Pabst anymore because it's become so cool that, like.
Oh, it's become
the
so
hipster
cool that.
Wannabes are drinking Pabst, so the hipsters won't drink Pabst anymore.
So it's looking like the new one's going to be the Banquet because that seems to be the new thing that I'm seeing more and more places.
I think it's.
Oh,
I think
shit,
so
pizza.
Yeah. I drink it all the time.
Miller High Life is making another second run. They failed though when they tried to do it before.
I've been seeing a lot of Miller High Life.
Yeah, but they went back to the champagne.
They went back to the old school labeling.
Yeah.
There is champagne in the Boom Boom Room with me.
High Life. Also, Rainier has showed up in town.
Yeah, I actually had one of those on Saturday. They're gross.
They're gross.
Yeah.
Remember the podcast where you couldn't hear me?
Yeah.
That's what I was drinking.
No, Ryan's empty. Get you some beer, son. Ryan's going for a beer run.
Can you give me one?
Going with what was said about the Coors Banquet being the new hipster beer, like, I have been seeing more and more 12-packs of Coors Banquet, just like Coors Original, coming out, which I've been wondering why that is, because I really fucking like the beer. Like, I would rather drink that than any other, you know, like, macro beer. But yeah, now that's starting to make sense for me. Like, I really hope it doesn't, but at the same time, I bet it will, and High Life will probably be right in the second place, you know, either one.
I'm still waiting for Blatz and Schlitz to pop on the hipsters' radars, because that shit's amazing.
Oh, God, I love Blatz, dude. You can get that shit up north in the UP for, like, fucking $8 a 12-pack or 18-pack, whatever they serve it up there.
You can't get NGR anymore?
No, you can barely find it. You have to go to, like, Sicilianos, and there it's a little bit more expensive. But you go up into, like, the Keweenaw Peninsula or anywhere in the UP, and it's super, super cheap. You can get a 24-pack of bottles for, like, $10.
I used to buy Blatz all the time back in GR before I moved. Schlitz was hard to find, actually. At least not, it was in cans. They only sold it in bottles for a while, which I thought was dumb.
Meanwhile, has that shit on draft now. You can get it for $3 tonight at the Meanwhile. Today, really? Today is a Wednesday for all the podcast listeners.
Yes, it is a Wednesday.
If anybody's in GR and they're listening, if you go to the Meanwhile on a Wednesday, you can get a pitcher for $3. I'm just throwing a shameless plug for the Meanwhile at this point.
Yeah, why not? I like the Meanwhile, man. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
They have good beer, and then they have cheap beer, which appeals to both my sensibilities.
Absolutely.
I wonder if we're talking about this, if it's going to go like East Coast, West Coast with, like, you know, Miller being over there in Milwaukee and Coors being out here, if it's going to be kind of a, you know, not everybody drinking PBR, but then there's a battle amongst the hip.
That'd be an interesting East Coast, West Coast rap battle between two beers that give you diarrhea.
I feel like Ohio went through a period where everyone drank Coors Light.
Yeah.
I think in Ohio that went through, or when I was in Ohio, everyone went through a period where it was cool to drink Coors Light.
Oh,
in Ohio.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
In Florida, and a lot of the East Coast, Narragansett was the hipster beer. PBR had been planted about 5 years ago.
Yeah, you have turned me on to the Narragansett. I haven't bought it, but I drank one of yours once, and that was good.
Guys, what beer?
Do you guys remember when Modelo did it for a little bit? Modelo? People were drinking Modelos. Do you remember that? It
was vaguely.
There was like a month period where every time I went out, I saw people drinking Modelo. I was like, fuck, why?
Actually, you know what I see more in this town? Tecate.
Yeah, Tecate's. Tecate.
People are pulling down the 16 ounces of Tecate.
I like to say it as Michigan as possible, Tecate.
When I was at Metal,
like Ducati.
That shit is so cheap here.
Yeah, it's pretty true.
Buena Vista.
Buena Vista.
You go to Mexico, Lyman.
Bill Fisher, who was on the show, when he was living in Ecuador, he was in, like, Quito. And his friends would be like, oh, let's go out to dinner, huh? He's like, okay. I don't know why they sound like that.
It's kind of a rough Italian, but okay.
It's almost kind of Mario.
Everyone I do always goes to Irish.
I'm gonna say the prince.
La burrito, God, no salsa.
They would
Is that funnier because I'm Mexican?
I think so.
It's
totally
funny. That's funny. So they would take him out to a restaurant, and he would be like asking, like, what's a good local beer? And they're like, no, you don't want a local beer. And they would order Budweisers always. They're like, this is the beer. And he's like, and every table, Budweiser. And in fact,
it's the king of beers.
It's the king of beers. If you ever watch Peep Show, when they're having parties, like, half the people are drinking Coors or Budweiser. Well, it's just because it's foreign that they have this mystique about it, even though it's like
Foster's to us.
They're number three, right?
Something like that.
Bud Light's number one.
Probably.
In a world.
Yeah.
And Coors Light's number two in a world.
Probably.
And then...
I don't really know stats.
I looked at a bunch of
stuff. I don't do research on stuff.
And then Red Dog.
And then
MD-24.
Yeah. And then just bum piss.
And then...
And then King Cobra 40s.
Reaction's dog friendly.
Oh, chain reaction. Yeah, there is a dog in here. I don't know if you heard it barking, Pete.
I didn't.
It barked at me when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah. It's a dog friendly joint, yo.
It's friendly for people and dogs.
That's kick ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite foreign beer, it's not even really a foreign beer since it's Sol, Mexican Sol, is like one of my favorite beers of all time.
Wait, the one that's in the transparent bottle?
Yeah, yeah, it just says SOL Sol on it.
Well,
yep.
Pete, when we went to Canada, did we see it much there?
No.
Because when I went to Canada when I was actually like only 20 and not allowed to drink in the States, Sol was everywhere in fucking Windsor. Like, and that's what we'd order. We were either ordering shots of stupid ass shit like liquid cocaine or probably just
surfers
fucking
on acid and
kamikazes.
Yeah, probably just stuff they just wiped off the floor and hung out into a glass.
Probably a lot of blowjobs.
Well, those weren't shots. Those were just you know, those are. I was just handing those out.
Just some alcoholic man pissing into a shot glass and they'd hand it to you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Alcoholic man piss. Hashtag.
It's half off tonight, guys. Enjoy.
Are you from keto?
Oh man,
Sicily.
But yeah, Canada. When I first went to Canada, they had Sol all over the place. Then they only served kamikazes when we went.
I remember Mexico City. All they had was Pacifico.
They had Sol, but were they soldiers?
Hmm?
They had Sol, but
yeah, they had soldiers, but they weren't in South Korea.
I don't get it, Ryan.
Yeah, this wasn't South Korea.
Your witty humor is lost on us.
It's all right. The last time we did a podcast, I had...
You're calling me witty? That's the fucking first time I've ever heard that. That's shitty. Sorry, guys, if this is your first experience with wit.
No, his sarcasm was directed towards me.
Okay, well, perfect that I'm saying this now, then.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
I got sarcasm for all of you.
He's got enough to go around.
Plenty. Indeed he did.
Oh, also, as a side note on the... beer collaboration tapping. It's my dog's third birthday.
Guinness's third birthday.
Guinness's third birthday. She's,
and it's stout month.
Which if you think about it.
Oh, man.
Brian, who brewed the beer, actually, while Alex and I basically watched it, is now leaving the building.
The man, the myth. He helped us all the way through and through. Brian, appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's nice meeting you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for letting us try it out.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You do a very good job cleaning your carboys.
Hey, man, sanitation is where it's at.
It is where it's at.
Do you want to tell people how awesome Alex and I were at brewing beer?
Yeah.
We watched water boil with the best of them.
They watched that water good.
I'm a glorified janitor. Really.
Yeah, it's a process that Brian took pretty seriously. He had the timing down, you know, with everything. He had the chalkboard going where he had everything, all his notes written. So, it was, you know, I knew it was a precise thing, but I didn't realize how the timing was so precise. And that's what I learned watching you. When to dump stuff in. Me, you know, I make shit at home for dinner and it's just throw it in a pot, mix it together and wait till it's done and eat it, you know. So I know it's
and even that's hit or miss.
Yeah.
How much these 5 pounds? That was five pounds
of
like
butter toffee peanuts.
I was stoked on that. I was like, hell, let's throw it in.
drop it in.
Pounds,
man.
Baby. Pounds.
Pounds of peanuts.
How big of a bag is 5 pounds of peanuts?
Well, how big of a sack is
that? How big of a sack does it take to hold that many nuts? How many?
Thank you. See
you,
man.
How big of a sack does it take to hold 5 pounds of nuts? Because you're running around
about this big.
Yourself, you're running with what, like maybe a half an ounce?
Oh, I got like
in your satchel.
That was only one.
Looks like two raisins in a shriveled up balloon.
In the way it falls, it looks like Pete has a sad face.
Aw, guys.
But if I touch it the right way, he gets happy.
He gets a happy face.
Wow, look at the size of his nose.
Turns up brown upside down. Hey, Pinocchio.
Liar.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so 5 pounds of nuts in our beer.
That's a lot of nuts.
It's a lot of nuts.
That's a lot.
Hey, can I do one thing? I want to make it interactive for anybody and everybody who's listening. Can we do like 2 seconds of chugging a beer for your dog's birthday Guinness?
Sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Do I count down for 3, 2, 1, and we drink on one?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, drink. Delicious.
I almost finished my beer on accident.
Go for it.
There's 4 sips in a pint for Alex. He has 4 sips in a pint. It's like a pie. Like a pie has 4 pieces.
Yeah, it's got for equal sips.
I was going to say, there's only two.
You just cut it like
that. There's only two in a pie.
Yeah, it depends on how you cut it.
Yeah. Well, you should. And get in there, root around.
Warm apple pie.
Yeah, and I drink a Dunkel with it.
Yeah, when I was taking care of your dog, it was just pie tins.
Yeah.
To the ceiling. Columns of pie
tins. We're going to make a fort later.
Dude, you can make some sweet armor out of pie tins.
Yeah.
You make a fort and then like a little suit of armor.
Yeah, it actually looks like an igloo when I'm done out in the snow.
Yeah. Hey, is James Franco going to come to the tapping?
Oh, yeah. My dog is, his name is Rocky, also known as a young James Franco.
He looks just like a young James Franco.
He does.
He does. He acts like him, too.
But this is after or before Spring Breakers, not
yeah,
pre-Spring
Breakers.
Pre-Spring Breakers.
So we might as well call him the Green Goblin.
Yeah, so we're going to get him in here, so hopefully he can get me some free, you know.
Maybe
he's
laid.
Got some pool. Maybe laid. You never know.
You never know. Dogs are magical like that.
If he looks like James Franco, I mean, for Christ's sake, somebody's out there.
Yeah, he's a young James Franco, so he's still got, like, you know, that youthful look that before Seth Rogen did all kinds of dirty things to him.
Yeah.
Right.
That city end of the world, ugly James Franco.
What about the interview? He's pretty ugly in the interview.
Yeah, he's a beautiful man.
He is. I still
it can't
feel like
be disputed.
They're just going to shoot out if he talks too loud.
Man, it's one of those people you try to hate and you just can't because he's awesome.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was 38 until recently. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, old people are cool.
I thought he was closer to my age.
Yeah.
Sam, he's not 50 yet.
I know. That's what I said. No, that's Brad Pitt. Brad
womp,
Pitt's 50. Brad Pitt's closer to my age.
Brad Pitt is the shit.
Brad Pitt is the shit.
All right. Can I get a nut plug right now?
Yeah, might as well. Ryan, plug your nuts.
Plug the nuts.
Denver Nut Company, the best nuts in town. You can find us at Denver's finest bars and breweries.
Yeah, and keep looking forward, man. You're going to see some Denco Media things coming up here in the near future. This is our first major collaboration, and we're just kicking the company off, but... You know, we just recently kicked it off, so, I mean, it's going to be something that's coming right now. We've got a lot of things coming up that, you know, we really haven't even got full fruition to, but it's going to be some interesting things, I think, with breweries, nuts.
Beer and nuts, man. What more can you ask for?
And some irreverence on the air. That's always a good
yeah.
time, you know. That's so. We'll just keep plugging away and see what happens. It's going to be fun.
And we're fucking A. We'll keep our ears and our eyes open and our nuts open for that.
Don't forget your gullets.
Yeah.
Keep our nuts salted for that.
And I think our next collaboration is going to have to do with old school video games. So.
Yeah. There we're going to talk more about that. I'm excited.
Yeah. Can we have you back on sometime?
Absolutely.
Fucking A, this has been
really
fun.
I live really far from Matt, though.
Yeah, so does Alex. Yeah. Alex lives about 20 feet above me, not even.
And oh, Jesus Christ. That's so far away.
Your ceilings.
We're real high.
Depends on
Matt has the vaulted ceilings.
It's actually only like 8 feet above me, and Ryan actually lives about 20 feet to my lower right.
A real 20 feet or a Matt 20 feet now?
We're all the same. We'll say that.
I don't know, but I got Jamie thinking that's 8 inches.
And he held up his finger for about across. 3/4 of an inch. Just
so like the thumbnail is 9 inches to Ryan. Yeah.
No wonder she can't park.
She thinks we live in a 25,000 square foot apartment.
Well, guys, thanks for being on. That was good. We'll definitely have to do it again, and look forward to doing some more stuff with you guys in general. Looking forward to the event too on the 26th of February.
All right, you guys have a Facebook site. Can we look you up on Denver Nut Company on Facebook?
Denver Nut Co.
Yep, absolutely. Facebook, Denver Nut Co. on Facebook.
They on the Twitter too.
Look that up and look it up on Twitter, and also look us up on Beer and Loathing, beerandloathing.com, and Beer and Loathing on Facebook. We'll see you there.
Yeah, go look how pissed off Nate the Nut is at Budweiser.
Yeah. Hashtag eat them nuts.
Eat them nuts.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, take it easy, Pete.
Later, guys.